Now Rashi has a kasha. Rav tells us that we have three churva situated between two homes. So the large size churva, which stretches from one home to the other, is usur on both of them. They both can't use it because it's a jointly used area and requires an eruv. Emtsoi is usur. Ask Rashi Akash, Divra Maschel, Emtsoi usur, right on top of Amud Beis. He says, why is the middle churva usur? Because it's situated within a close proximity to either home. If that's the case, so why when it comes to that bur, which was in that alleyway, positioned between both chatzeres, Rav maintains there's no concern. Every chatzer can go ahead and use that bur. But there as well, the mavi is right next to the chatzer. You look out your window, right there is the mavi. So the mavi area is situated within close proximity. It's immediately close, it's right by the chatzer. So why over there do we say they can both use the bur, which is situated in a jointly accessed area, this mavi, which is adjacent to their chatzeres? Whereas when it comes to the churva, we say the middle churva, which begins at one home, ends at the other, is asr, because it connects to the homes, and it begins right outside their window. So they both have access to it, joint access, and an eruv is required. Says Rashi, the difference. The difference between the churva, which serves the bais, right in the beginning of the churva, it's accessible. He passes his kli through the window. So the first portion of the churva, immediately adjoining the home, is useful and accessible. It's a makam shimush. So since this makam shimush extends from one home to the other, it's considered to be a jointly accessed and used area, which requires an eruv. However, when it comes to that mavi, which contains the bur, Rashi in the beginning of the sugi told us there are really no psachim from the chatzeres to the mavi. It's not really accessed. There's no traffic from the chatzer to the mavi. They're using it strictly for filling the pail with water for the sake of the bur. Now, where is the bur? Mor tells us the bur is situated at a distance of 4 tefachim from the chatzer. So, says Rashi, that's not considered to be using the immediate space right next to the chatzer. Although the mavi begins right at the beginning of the right outside the chatzer, but the place where they're using the makam shimush, the shimush is b'haflaga. They're using the area which is at a distance. So since the shimush of that mavi is not close by, but rather at a distance, that's considered to be shimush derech avir, and there's no concern, even if they're both doing the same thing, because jointly using airspace, according to Rav, is not reckoned with. Rashi has another kasha concerning the churva. Rav tells us that the churva, which is right next to this person's home, is granted exclusively for him. He can use it without any concern about the fellow on the other side, perhaps tossing some item into it, because that's derech avir. Says Rashi, this Rashi is in Devarim Maschil, Loi Davidika Chatzuva. He asks the kasha. We do know that when we have a reshush, which is mutter, and it's parutz to another reshush to which it can't transfer. It's parutz l'makom asur loy. What happens? That even the first reshush becomes asur. It's as though it's exposed and unenclosed, like it's like a carmelis. So here as well, says Rashi, these churvas are dilapidated there. They're full of pirtzes. So how could Reuven use the churva, which is adjacent to his home, since that churva is parts to the next churva, to his friend's churva, to which he can't transfer, doesn't have an eruv. So it's nifras l'makom asur loy. Says Rashi, churva is different, because a churva ain loy tashmish gomer. It's not a proper place of usage. It's a ruin, it's dilapidated. Therefore, since it's not a makom shimush gomer, doesn't have this din. It's not considered to be a proper reshus. And even if your churva is nifrats to the other churva, we don't give it a din like nifrats lemakim ma'asrula and exposed to a reshus to which it can't transfer. It doesn't have prominence, that other churva. It's not a makim shim, it's not a proper place, area of usage. Therefore, it doesn't have the same din of nifrats makim ma'asrula. We don't have to reckon with the other reshus. and Reuven can use the churva, which is situated close by, without any concern. Proceeding to the next Mishnah about the halacha of Iruv Chatzeris, which needs to be placed in a home, in Makom Dira, versus the Shetuva Mavois, which doesn't need that. So Rashi explains, Rashi and Divra Maschil, Chutz Beishad Yachid, right in the middle of that Rashi, he says, you know why? You know the difference between Erev Chatzeris and Shetuv? Because Erev Mishum Dira, it's coming to incorporate the places of residence, the actual home. And that needs to be placed in a home. That becomes designated as the joint home for all the members of the Chatz. Right? However, when it comes to Shittim Avois, Lo Mishum Dirahu, you're not coming to create places of residence. We're speaking about outdoor usage areas. It's simply coming to merge the outdoor users into one user, so to speak. Therefore, says Rashi, Lav Diro Be'inan. There's no requirement to place that sheet of material, the wine or whatever that you're collecting from the Chatzeres, no requirement to place it in a Makam Diro. You need to place it in a Makam Mishtamer. It has to be secure and safe, but it could be even outside, in the open. Now, Rashi holds that if Chatzeres needs to be in a home, Sheet of Mavois doesn't need to be in a home. It could be outside, but certainly it seems like it certainly would be better. It's more secure to place it in a home. And that's how it's mentioned in Rashi earlier in Daf Ayin Gimel, that the Sheet of Mavois can be placed either or, either out in the open or in the home as well. But there's a big machalik Rishon. That sheet is Rashi. Whereas, and other sheetahs agree with Rashi, that the sheet of Mavois can be placed either or, either in a home, which is even better than out in the open, it's safer, more secure, and you can place it in the open as well. However, Tosfos, back on the Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the Rav Maschil Pass, disagrees with Rashi. He brings Rashi Shita, and he says, no, it can't be. He says, Erev, just as Erev needs to be placed strictly in a home, in a Makom Dira, likewise, Shita of Mavois needs to be placed out in the open, out in the Chotzer. Why, says Tosfos? It should be Nikar. It should be sending the right messages. The point is to incorporate the outdoor usage areas. You place it in a home, it won't indicate as such. It's sitting in a Makom Dira. It doesn't relate to outdoor usage areas. You're trying to drive home the point, look, we've incorporated our Chatzeres, our outdoor usage areas into one. In order to accomplish that, the Erev, the Shitav, needs to send that message. It needs to be indicative of that. Therefore, Tosfos says, we insist that the Shittim of Mavois be placed, not in the home, rather out in the Chatzar, which is similar in nature to the Mavi, which is indicative of that Shittim Mavois. Now, it's interesting that both Shittas bring a rife from our Gemara. The Rashba holds like Rashi, that the Shittim Mavois can be placed either or, either out in the open or in the house, brings a rife from our very Gemara. The Gemara begins by saying that kol makom she'amru chachamim, you know, whatever the chachamim said, that it's not considered to be a proper makom dira. Likewise, if you place your erev chatzeres there, it doesn't work. And then the Gemara continues, kol makom she'amru chachamim, me'ei manichim by erev, wherever you cannot place an erev, manichim by shitov, you can still place a shitov there, except for the aver mavi, which is not secured. Says the Rashba, it would seem from the wording of Al Gemara that erev and shitov go hand in hand. Yeah, there is an exception. Shitav can also be placed out in the open. But in the larger scheme of things, generally speaking, Erev and Shitav really have the same halachas. That's what it seems from the words in the Gemara. That although you can't place the Erev, but you could place the Shitav there. So Shitav has an advantage, so to speak, over Erev. But certainly all the places which are suitable for Erev are certainly suitable for Shitav as well. That's the Rashba's diuk from the Lashon HaGemara. That supports Rashi's Shita, that just as the Erev Chatzeres can be placed in a home, in Makom Dira, likewise the Shitav can be placed there as well. Tosfos, however, brings a raya from the next portion of the Gemara. We have the story where the Chabur was sitting and having this joint meal. The Gemara says, they can use the bread which is serving their joint meal, Pasha al Shulchan, they can use it, Soimchen Aleim Mishem Erev, and some say, it can be used for the Shitav. The Gemara explains. Depends where they're having their meal. If they're sitting in the house, Masubim Babayis, then it can be used for the Erev. And if they're sitting out in the Chatzar, then Mishum Shutuf. Says Tosis, the Gemara means to be precise and exact in its halacha. Just as when they're sitting in the home, Mishum Erev means that it's for the Erev. Likewise, when they're sitting out in the Chatzar, Mishum Shutuf means for the Shutuf. Meaning that out in the open, it can only serve for Shutuf, right? It can't serve for Erev, according to all Shutuf. You can't place the Erev out in the open. So when the Gemara says outside, it works as Shutuf, it means strictly for Shutuf, not for Erev. It says Taisus, likewise, when the Gemara says inside the home, it can be used Mishum Erev, the Gemara meant was strictly Mishum Erev. It cannot serve for Shutuf inside the home. So each has its own guidelines. When they're in their home, it's Erev and strictly Erev. Out in the Chatzar, it can serve for Shutuf and strictly Shutuf. So Tosfos supports Shita from this Gemara that each one needs its own location. The Erev Chatzeris, just as the Erev Chatzeris needs to be strictly in the home, outside is no good. Likewise, Shita Mavois needs to be strictly outside the Chatzar, which is close in nature to the Mavi, and that indicates incorporation, merging of the outdoor usage areas. So that's only good if it's outside. If it's placed inside, according to Tosfos, Shita wouldn't work.